today, who stole his soul? Actually think Marvin would be gay if he heard what I hear through the grapevine? Empty-minded music. In fact, it's so empty that if you glared into an R&B ear, the only benefit would be the wall on the other side. The actors sing, the singers act. Please choose a career and stick to it, polishing it before moving on. Sam and Dave would roll over tenfold in their graves if they knew that their sweet soul music evolved into sour sexual practices. Today's music comes from the pelvis and gyrates into the ears of our future generations, causing teenage pregnancies to elevate and skyrocket. Single-parent families become the norm. Young men rush into prison to prove their manhood, lacking father figures, as the ones responsible for the acts that back and watch music videos, where scanty-clad women invite them to have affairs, leaving traces of broken homes that don't mend. And this is surely not the same doo-wop that Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin mixed with gospel. Who stole the soul? Who stole the soul? Stole the soul. Who stole the soul? Stole the soul. Who turned this special delivery into a box of assorted chocolates? Sometimes I wish Al was still green. Oh, I sound like my mama. Boy, put that Teddy Pendergrass on and take off that noise you listening to. And me and Chuck still wanna know, who took the sunshine and turned it into microwavable popcorn for profit? We need more Erykah Badus and D'Angelos, and less children with no destiny. And I am by no means anti-pop music, simply because pop is not a musical form. But what blares through my box is hollow. Who stole the soul? Who stole the soul?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I was with my girlfriend. This is down in Florida. She took me to this place. It had all kinds of things growing. And she gave me something. It was a mushroom. She said, "Eat it." I said, "Mushroom? What's that?" "Eat it." I didn't think nothing of it. You know, she's kind of a wild girl. You know, I didn't think she was that wild, so I ate the mushroom. And I said, "You know, it doesn't taste like much." She said, "Wait a minute." So I waited a minute. I waited a few minutes. And then the next thing I know, I was walking on clouds. Beautiful clouds. My girlfriend was talking to me while I was walking on the clouds. Everything felt beautiful. I almost felt like I didn't have any feet. No floor under me. We looked in each other's eyes. On top of these clouds. And we were talking with each other. But our mouths weren't open. Then all of a sudden, she let me go. But I didn't fall. I floated. Farther away from her. Until the next thing I know, she wasn't there. And I was by myself. And I was on grass again. And it was very soft grass. Everything seemed beautiful. I was one with nature. Until I saw another. But it wasn't my girlfriend. It was somebody else. She was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how it happened. I don't even remember walking to her. The next thing I know, we were playing tongue hockey. I was kissing her, like really deep. It was beautiful. My girlfriend was nowhere around. I didn't even care. It was the most beautiful experience of my life. Never saw that girl again. And I never took a mushroom again.
Give it up for Kent Christopher. Good luck in Australia, man.